Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're going to be talking about the laws. I may get into a few other areas, but just depending on how long the podcast goes here. But, you know, the power of this whole book, The Science of Getting Rich, it is a blueprint to help you get on track. And it really helped me. And I recommend that you definitely get the book after you listen to this podcast and go through it. And love to hear from you, see how things are going for you. You can get the information regarding the book on my website, goodthoughtenergy.com. But, you know, just going through this information and, you know, when I looked at the title, The Science of Getting Rich, it kind of helped me because I'm kind of a person. I like to go, you know, go through steps, right? 1 through 10 or whatever. I later found out that you can actually take quantum leaps. You don't have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But that's when I get to the paradigm podcast. That paradigm, that is a whole nother level than the science of getting rich. Right now, we're just kind of looking at some of the things that it takes to get your mindset right. And the biggest thing, the takeaway here is to really focus on your thought energy, just as you would as an athlete. You know, you work on working out and everything, and you know, even athletes, you know, they visualize what they want to do, they set their goals. But the biggest challenge is not society, it's not your environment, it's your thought energy. You have to train what you focus on. Not to say that, you know, bad things around you won't affect you, but you know, you have to have an area to pull from. You know, if you're just waking up and letting the day start and letting outside conditionings control you, you're going to be like a ship without a rudder. You have to, the thought energy is everything, you know, and there's laws. And I'm going to go over some of the laws that Bob went over. And the first law was perpetual transmutation. With our intelligence, we go to God. And we take that information, you know, your ideas, and you put it in an orderly way. You put your ideas down and what you want to do. And then we turn that idea back to God. And God is what provides the resources within the universe to make these things happen, to create it into the physical form. You know, and that's an area that really helped me because, as I mentioned in one of my previous podcasts, I've always kind of had to force things and a part of it maybe is my personality. I have a very driven personality, but also I think has a lot to do with my career choice that I chose. I'm in the telecom field and I was always and still is in a position where I always had to make things happen. And, you know, when you're young, you just go with what you know and you just are aggressive after things, you work after things, and that's good within its own place. But when you want to get to those next levels, it happens in spirit. You know, a lot of these things that happen, good and bad, is based on that frequency and energy you put out. So understanding that where all the blessings come from, you know, you take that idea and give it back to God, and God will he'll line everything up, you know. So it's really giving me a peace because I'm no longer forcing things. I'm you know, focused on my energy and where that energy goes, that's where production will flow. So, another law is the law of relativity. You know, if you have a challenge, you know, write it down on a sheet of paper and put it on the center of the table. When Bob said that, I said, you know, what is that really going to do? Well, he says, put it down and ask yourself, is that problem in me or is it on the table? And if you still are looking at that and not really understand it, really take it and write it down and put that sheet of paper on the table. And if you don't know how to answer that, you know, Bob referred to his mentors. And so what I did is I put my, you know, challenges on the table and I said, well, how would Bob look at this? How would Bob Proctor look at this? So now you can put these problems on the paper and write maybe how would Gary look at this, the guy doing the podcast, or how would one of your mentors handle this situation? And that comes from anything in life. I've coached Little League. I've coached in corporate America, coached in the networking industry, and there's always something to improve upon and look at how do you handle that situation. But this kind of puts it more in a again, you're connecting with that nervous system. You're writing something on paper and putting it down. You're giving it you're giving that idea. You're making it tangible, if you will. And we think in pictures, so you start looking at that idea or that challenge you have, and you kind of look at it and says, well, is that challenge in me or is it on the table? And I know you may say, well, how does that work? Well, just try it sometime. If you're dealing with an issue financially or in your relationships or whatever, put it right down on paper. You may have some challenges on your job. Write it down and you start looking at it a whole different way. So the law of vibration, this was huge, because everything is energy. And when you start understanding about the frequency levels of vibration, they go really deep into this on the paradigm shift. You have to get on the same frequency of your idea. And that was part of the exercise I gave you back on one of the earlier podcasts. I believe it was about thinking in a certain way when we talk about vision boards, and actually taking some of the key things from that vision board, take a picture of it, put it on your cell phone, make it your desktop, because we look at that cell phone probably 100 times a day. You check an email, whatever, you're always looking at it. So every time you turn it over, you will see your goals in front of you. Well, what that will do, that will put you at a different vibrational state and or frequency, I should say. And you want to be up there where you're trying to go. In other words, when I talked about the home, I was at a different frequency than people around me. People around me were at a different frequency where they were tuned into, we don't have enough money, we can't afford it. I was tuned into, how can I get this house? How can I move? What does it take to make this happen? So you got to get on the frequency. And the best thing that helped me, again, something tangible that I can see, I went to PowerPoint. I put some pictures. I put pictures of the house. I put pictures of the amount of money I wanted to make. All these things. I just put it down. And I took a picture of it, and I constantly saw that every single day as I flipped my phone. So it kept me on the frequency of where I wanted to go, and things started drawing to me. So match that frequency to what you want to do. And so the law of polarity, everything has a direct opposite. So there's three states, everything just is. And if you're at a point where, things may not be going the way you want, realize the polar opposite is things are going the way you want. So if you're at a point where things are not going well, you always look for, what is the opposite of this? If you're seriously in debt, well, okay, the opposite side is I want to create X amount of money. That's what you focus on. So if you say, well, the opposite of good is bad, well, when you're in that good state, realize that, things happen. You can control, your inner thoughts. Things will happen. I mean, that's just part of life. You can go out and you're on your way to work and you get a flat tire. That's not a good thing. It's considered, for me, it would be a bad thing, an inconvenience, if you will. But the flip side of it is I have the finances to get it fixed or something. You try to always find good in the situation. But maybe that wasn't a great example. But my whole point is that there is things that happen, and it's how you view it. You know, you have to just say, okay, this is what's going on, but is this gonna control me, or am I gonna control it? So in other words, when things aren't going well, you know, are you gonna let that situation control you, or are you gonna control it? And again, it gets back to your thought energy and learning how to harvest the good. You know, the more you the more good you look for, the more you will find, because God is good all the time. So the opposite of that is, the more bad you look for, the more bad you will find. So again, that thought energy, you know, that energy is flowing to and through us, and based on our paradigm, what we've deposited, you know, in our subconscious mind, good or bad, is how we'll form that energy. So if you're in a situation where or like I was, when I think I shared maybe on my first podcast, you know, when I was in a position where I was going through a divorce, my house was in bankruptcy, I had to file, my house was in foreclosure and I had to file bankruptcy. And you can imagine, this all happened in August of 06. And every day I woke up, I had any negative thought, I had to just say next, because I wouldn't get out of bed. You know, if I let these things, you know, what are the neighbors say? What are my friends going to say? You know, what, you know, how do I feel about this situation? I'm losing my home. You know, whenever those thoughts came, I just said next. Matter of fact, I had so many bills piling up, I didn't even check the mailbox. You know, the mailman came to my house and said, hey, I didn't know if you moved or what was going on, because I can't get any more mail in your mailbox. But I chose not to look at it, because it wasn't nothing I can do. I don't care what color envelope they sent, I could not pay the bill. So the only thing I focused on was my car payment and utilities, because that's all I could afford to do. Now, there's another law, the law of rhythm, the biorhythm, if you will. And this will be when, you know, when there's a low, there will be a high. Everything has a reason with it. Everything has a rhythm. You know, spring follows winter. You know, winter doesn't follow spring. You know, the sun rises, it sets. Winter never follows winter. The key is to keep a good attitude, because you still are growing. And during the low times, you know, right now, this is what, we're in June or April, May, June 18th at the recording of this. And, you know, the state of our society right now, actually the world, it's made a shift. I would say it's kind of at a low period, but it's what you focus on expands. Now, there's another law of cause and effect. This is based on the law of compensation. Now, this is huge when people are looking at where they are financially. You know, it's set up. This law is, the amount of money you earn will always be in direct ratio to the need for what you do and the ability that you do it. And this goes in every area in your life, not just finances, you know. What you get out of a relationship is what you do and the ability to do it. And that could be in relationships, you know, with your spouse, with your children, at work. It's what you put into it. If you're putting good thought energy towards it, you're going to get a deposit back from that. So, but if you're not putting anything towards it, you're not focused on anything, you're focused on the bad, that's what you're going to get back. So become a master of what you do. And I would say become a master of getting up early in the morning and getting your method of operation down. What worked for me was getting up, writing in my journal. That's very important, because gratitude is connects you to the source, which is God, connects you. Second is, you know, I write down if there's three things bothering me. You know, if I had a situation at work, home, whatever, write down those three things and give forgiveness to it. If you don't have anything bothering you, write three things down, or three people or things, and give good thought to it. And then third, ask God for guidance for the day and get your day started. Now, within that, you know, I would definitely incorporate exercise. I'm in a position where I want to, well, I'm losing weight, making healthier choices, but I get out and walk. I get my goal of 10,000 steps a day. And if I don't do anything else, I've accomplished something for that day, meaning that I put some thought to my day. You know, there's a book out, As a Man Thinketh, and it talks about most people are in their situation because they don't think. They just react. They just get up. They respond. So we have to, you know, look at these things and start imagining how your life would be. And I would give you this exercise here is, what would your life be without any financial concerns? You know, because, you know, people want different things in life. You know, some people just want to be able to pay their mortgage, pay their bills, have a little leftover to do a little vacation. And some people want, you know, a phenomenal lifestyle. Whatever that is for you, take this exercise and ask yourself, what would your life be like without any financial concerns? How would you wake up in the morning? Would you be excited, enthusiastic to start the day? What kind of people would you hang out with? You know, what would you be doing? You know, for me, I love to play golf, and I haven't played that in, I can't even tell you how long, maybe 10 years or so. My friend told me I need to sell my golf clubs and my fishing pole, but think about, what would you do? You know, pretend you wake up in the morning tomorrow. You know, when I said, you know, get up early and do this exercise. Wake up in the morning and ask yourself, okay, I got enough money in the bank. That's taking care of all my financial needs. I don't need to go to work or do anything today. What would that feel like? What would it feel like to wake up with no financial concerns? And you're working with, or you're spending time with some of your best people in your life. What would that feel like? You know, so it's all about that thought energy and creating your own world. We're the center of our world. We're the center point. Everything emanates from us. And so as we continue to think and put these ideas together, you're going to start seeing things change in your life. I can guarantee it. You cannot go through this information, this podcast. You cannot read The Science of Getting Rich and not have a change. Now, some may need to dig a little deeper, which the Paradigm Shift seminar that I'll go over will help you with that. But at the end of the day, if you just got up earlier, you know, you're already, because in order to get up early, that means you got to go to bed earlier. And for me, in the evenings, I was just wasting time. You know, I was watching stuff on Netflix and Facebook and stuff, just killing time. And it's nothing wrong with, you know, spending some time in social media world and doing those things. That's all good. But if you're not where you are in life, you have to determine that I need to give up a few things. So it's been a joy to share with you again today. You know, this information is helping you. Share it with someone, because just as people are listening to this podcast, I'm so excited because I know this will help you. As I mentioned before, and I'll say it time and time again, if it worked for me, it'll work for you. God is no respecter of person. If you apply this information, it's going to make a significant change in your life. I have some recordings I've already shared, and I will be sharing with you. I think I have a bonus track that I'm going to add. I don't know if it's going to be before this episode or after, but just know that controlling your thought energy is key. And we're going to be talking about, I believe on the next episode, we're going to be getting into, let me look at my notes here. I believe it's going to be, one second. Should have had this written down, but hey, we're in cut. It's all good. Efficient action. That's what the next episode is going to be about. So, until the next podcast, make it a great day. Make it a great life. Design yours. Use that good thought energy. Talk to you on the next podcast.